Day 63. Never will it. Soon it will.
Can't help thinking what a huge difference there is, Marta, between few and a few.
Yes. Also little and a little. What do you make of it?
Well, without the indefinite article, it's like few and little take on that kind of negative force that reaches deep into the sentence.
Nice way of putting it. Call it scope. In a sentence like, few members of that committee have any imagination, the negative scope of the word few in the subject of the sentence reaches all the way to any in the object.
And it would sound peculiar if it were a few, like a few members, have any imagination.
Yes, more likely. A few members have imagination, or some imagination, but not any. But there's more to say about the scope issue, Patrick.
I'm ready.
We've been talking about sentences like, at no time will it snow in this part of the country. But change at to in, and what happens?
You get, in no time will it, no. In no time it will snow, and so on.
So what happened in terms of scope, I mean?
Oh, the scope of at no time is wider than in no time, because it triggers the switch to will it snow from it will snow.
Yes. In fact, you can substitute an adverb for each of the two phrases and still keep the same word order and the same meaning. Want to try?
Sure. In no time is like soon, and at no time, maybe never. So, never will it snow in this part of the country, but somebody else says, soon it will.
That's great, Patrick.
I think I'm getting the hang of it.
Then you're ready for this. One of the most striking examples of negative scope appeared in a well-known study of English negation some years ago. The example consists of two contrasting sentences. I'll write them for you here and ask what you make of them. In not many years, Christmas will fall on Sunday. In not many years will Christmas fall on Sunday. First of all, are they both grammatical?
Sure.
Okay. Do they mean the same thing?
No, definitely not.
Even though you've got exactly the same words in both sentences?
Nope.
Then what do they mean for you?
Well, I guess the difference lies in the initial phrase, in not many years, which I think has to be ambiguous.
Go on.
In the first example, in not many years has the meaning of maybe soon. But in the second example, it would mean something like seldom. And the word seldom is like a negative, maybe not often. So its negative scope is what triggers the inversion of Christmas will to will Christmas.
I couldn't have said it better myself.